Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is great. So I'm very excited about our second big brotherhood event. This is big. Very excited about it. Excited about the sisterhood event we just did about a month ago. And so we're moving forward, and we're serious about keeping our promises to these young men. And they're excited, too. They understand the demands, the risks. But on the heels of Detroit getting 5,000 new jobs in the city of Detroit that can impact many of those young men that sat in that room today, that's powerful. That just doesn't happen. And so we got to have opportunities. We talk about continuing to reduce crime in the city of Detroit and turning this great city around. We have to have hope and opportunity. And that's what FCA is bringing to the city of Detroit. So I'm extremely excited. I'm very excited for these young people.
Tell us about what this event means to the city of Detroit.
It's so significant. What's interesting about these young men, and this is what oftentimes get missed in the media, is these young men who are products of Detroit, they want change. They want to be part of a solution. So here they come out voluntarily. They're not forced. They want to be here. And this is just a part of it. They have Talk It Up Thursdays is one example that they go out of their way to participate. And there's nothing more than Detroit police officers giving back to these young men as mentors. You know, when Chief Gabby got up and spoke and he asked people to stand and said, how many of you have a male figure in your life? How many of you have fathers in the house? And when you look at the number of young men that stood up, that tells a story. But the story I told them, that shouldn't be a reason to give up. Stay optimistic. Every day is an interview. Make the right decisions now, because bad decisions now can affect you later. FCA has said, look, we want to hire from these young people, but they got to make some decisions. You can't use drugs. Well, Chief, you know, marijuana is legal. You can't use drugs. The employer says, we have a zero tolerance for drug use. And so make the right decision because it impacts you later. You want to become a police officer. You can't use drugs. So the message has to be clean and simple. And I'm so encouraged when I see so many young people, men, young men, and young women who have made that life decision that we want something different. They're doing it. And we're just there to hold and wrap our arms around them and support them.
To estimate how many people are here, what would you say?
I'd say 175, 200, if I had to say, and more to come. But that's not including the weekly meetings that the men behind me hold every single week. And they can tell you about their success stories. There's one story that stands out for me that there was a young man who lived on the west side of Detroit, I believe, who heard about Talk It Up Thursdays on the east side. And if I got this wrong, help me out. This young man got on a bus. He took a bus from the west side to the east side so he could participate in this. That's called commitment. They want the opportunity. And, you know, we have a chance through our ceasefire work to talk to young men who have made bad decisions. And we make promises. So if you continue to go down this path, you're going to get locked up. Worst case scenario, you might even get killed. But today you have an opportunity to go another direction. And, you know, some of those young men do take advantage of the opportunities. They enter into school, skilled trades, they get jobs, they get their driver's license, all the things that are necessary so that they can move forward and be a productive member of our city. And that's what you see in there. Detroit Police Department's front and center.
For those young men who can't be here today, what's the first step they can take?
Well, the first step is get with your local police station. Our MPOs, all of them understand the commitment that we're making to young people across this city, and we'll find a way. We will find a way. And as I made a promise in there, we're going to continue to wrap our arms around these young people, because if we don't, then who will? And we're encouraging other community members to come out and give back. If we want this city to be great, we got to take care of the future. That's the future sitting in there. Future chiefs, pediatricians, teachers, sitting in that room. We have got to embrace them. And if we don't, we're going to lose them. That's a fact.
And Chief, is it okay if we switch gears slightly?
Absolutely.
And talk about the ATV seizure last night? Why was that important to do that?
Very important. Look, there's been a total disregard for law. You know, taunting the police, taking over city streets, it's not acceptable. And so many of them think that because we've instituted a no-chase policy, that we'll just taunt the police and then we'll run and not going to chase us. Well, that's not how it's going to work, which is evidence of what we did last night when we seized a few of their vehicles, made an arrest, wrote some citations. Zero tolerance for that kind of behavior. No, we're not going to chase you. We're not going to endanger their life. I'm not going to endanger the life of our men and women who wear the uniform. And we're not going to endanger the life of people who live, work, and play in this city. Chasing them doesn't work. So what we are going to do is strategically address the problem, which was evidence of it last night. And yes, we have eyes in the sky. And those eyes in the sky, you can't outrun the eyes in the sky. And you can't outrun our radio. And so at some point, we're going to contain you. And when we do, we're going to seize your $4,000 ATVs. And we're going to do everything we can, but you don't get it back. Now, I understand the number one question with Chief, where do we go? Well, we'll work on that together in a very constructive way. But you're not going to take over the streets. You're not going to endanger the lives of the people who live here, doing donuts in the middle of the street, creating traffic snarls. It's not going to happen. Not putting up with it. So last night was an example. We do have the technology to find you. That's all I'll say about our technology. So we know where you congregate. Well, they probably monitors on social media. Okay, that might be one thing, but not the only thing. We will find you. So you might hide for a minute, but when we find you, we're going to seize your vehicles. And is it worth it? It's not worth it. So we're asking it to stop. But if you must, and you feel you want to taunt this police department, oh, we're coming after you. And we're going to take your off-road vehicles. It's illegal, and we're just not going to put up with it. Same thing with street racing. We're not tolerating street racing. Hey, I have a racing background, legitimate racing background. So I can appreciate and embrace young men who want to race. But there's a way to do it in a very legal and safe way. But the public streets are not that way. We just lost a life last week behind what we believe to be illegal street racing. No tolerance. So as we deal with the ATV issue, we're going to be dealing with illegal street racing. And then lastly, I am sick and tired, as so many Detroit residents are, of just this flagrant traffic violations, reckless driving, speeding. No tolerance for that. It must stop. You don't get to cross the border, say, from Grosse Pointe to Detroit and say, okay, it's good now, we can speed. Or we can run red lights mid-phase. Not going to tolerate it. So we want people to stay alive. We want people to be safe. But we are taking a no-nonsense, a very assertive approach to addressing traffic complaints in this city. We're not putting up with it. It's over. And so I would ask those who think, well, let's just try and see. We will give you a response. We can't be everywhere. Even with the ATVs, we know we can't be everywhere, but we got eyes in the sky. And they're going to be working very long hours, and we're going to be eliciting the support of our state partners. And so we're not going to relent. We're going to continue to focus on this because this is a public safety issue. And when we address this, it's also going to allow us to address other violence that goes on in the city.
Since we're standing in front of their table, tell us about the efforts to recruit more officers.
It's ongoing. It's constant. It's only one department joining the state of Michigan, and that's the Detroit Police Department. We create an environment of excitement. We have diversity, not just diversity of the individuals who work in the department, but diversity of assignment. We can give what many other departments can't give. I just talked about our eyes in the sky. Imagine joining the police department, and maybe within 5 to 10 years, you're now a pilot. You're flying our helicopter. And what about those who are inclined to participate in our special response team? Or someone who wants to investigate gang activity, a detective, or some who may decide, you know, I want to promote up the ranks. They set early goals to promote. I did, and I stand here today because I stayed true and focused on my goals. So a lot of opportunities. This is the department to join. The city is making a massive turnaround. We're seeing it. You know, when you talk about bringing in 5,000 jobs into the city, and it's not going to stop there. We need police officers that are committed and dedicated. And we are a police department of excellence, and we truly embrace what neighborhood policing means. That's called partnerships. We do it every single day.
Ideally, how many more officers would you like to see?
We're going to keep the pipeline full. It's important. I think right now we're probably down roughly 150. We're running an academy class every 30 days, so there's opportunity. In fact, we graduated class tomorrow and start a new class on Monday. And so this has been a constant state for us where other departments are struggling to fill classes or launch classes. We're doing it every month. We're also continuing to push. The mayor's committed to increasing our officers' starting pay. We know how important that is, and we want to make sure that they have a stable work environment and one that's really built on excitement and really serving the people of this great city.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.